Yeah. So one of the neat things, you know, there's a lot of concern that you are putting things like monarchs out into areas where maybe there's insecticide being applied, or they're going to be adverse conditions, that they're going to be somehow affected. And the neat thing at Iowa State is we're finding that the data just does not support that. So what a neat thing is that from a production standpoint, you can have your corn and soybeans, but then immediately next to that, you can have your prairie, this diverse mix of flowers and grasses that is actually increasing the production of something like monarchs or these other pollinators. So you don't really need a buffer space. You do need to be mindful, you know, as you're applying insecticides or herbicides, try to watch the wind direction, follow the label on the herbicide. But for the most part, those species are affected by the application of herbicide and insecticide, but at very low non-lethal levels.